The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, silence your phones. You only gonna hear my tone. It's special how we all alone. Get comfy, make yourself at home.
Ladies and gentlemen, Aaron Burr.
You wanted edgy. We are back with edgy. That is a never-before-seen idea where what I do is I take my mouth and put it on someone else's face. I'm getting those old fans back, those old fans that love that edgy shit. That's right. Today, we are going to listen to some awesome stuff. People are going crazy because I'm an edgelord.
Digital Network.
That's so edgy.
Gas fucking digital. Dead babies. Oh, yeah. What? We just fucking shredded up a dog, man.
I didn't even like making that one.
That was fucking awesome. Yeah. Here's your puppy.
But I've cried a lot. I cried at boarding school. I've cried on Showtime. I cry often. I think it takes a big man to cry. That's what I tell myself.
It does. Crying is great. Or it someone who's or you. Manipulative. You can just be also crying is also a great skill of manipulation.
Okay, do it now.
Give me a second.
Okay. And what are you manipulating me for? Will I find out when you do it?
Really wanted to know if I could have a spot tonight. I'm frantic because I'm not doing so well.
God. Okay. Yeah, for sure. Just don't.
See, I cried.
Okay, watch.
I actually got tears.
Hang on.
Oh.
Wait.
I'm just really overbooked tonight, and I can't get you on. I'm so sorry, and I wanted to get you on, and I can't. It's my fault. I never do anything. Right. I'm sorry. It hurts my head. It hurts my head.
I don't have anything else going for me.
We just told some fat black lesbian she could go on.
But I will do all her jokes.
I don't want to feel this way.
That's pretty good.
End scene.
I got real tears.
We both manipulated each other.
Carpool Road Rage.
Carpool Road Rage.
Aaron Berg. Mikey Figadilius. Let's do it.
Here we go. You're a lady. So, bro, what'd you train?
What'd you work out today? Arms? TMZ.
TMZ, what'd you hit today?
TMZ, want to know what kind of workout men do? What'd you work out, biceps, calves? Yeah, talking to you, what'd you work out today?
Chest and tries.
Chest and tries, nice good day, man, baby. Bro. Fuck yeah, Trump nice 2020. Day.
Hot night, Monday night, chest and tries pumped. Time you guys to went to the lady.
You guys want some H? Make sure you clean up the dog shit, all
clean
right?
Clean up the dog shit!
That dog takes a big fucking hog.
Clean. Watch out, ladies, that dog shit up there!
Dog shit.
Hey, Asian people, there's dog shit up there, go eat it. Mask up, save lives.
Put your mask on, bitch.
Come on, ladies, mask up, save some lives.
Come on.
Come on, you Republicans. All right. Ah, here's some queers crossing the street.
For sure, gays.
Gaylords. Yo, what's up, fake painter?
Thank you, first responders.
First responders,
thank
TMZ.
You. You guys are the heroes.
We get away with anything if we just say TMZ. TMZ, miss, how do you feel about Elon Musk? TMZ, Elon Musk buying Twitter. How do you guys feel? Are you guys selling H?
Do you guys work together? You guys best friends? Seriously, though. Are you guys best friends or co-workers?
Yeah? All right.
You guys each want to make $100?
A quick $100. Get into Bang Bus. No?
Come on. We won't tell HR. Sir, what do you think of Elon Musk taking over Twitter? TMZ.
TMZ. Durf. Buddy, what'd you work out today? TMZ, we're looking at male fitness. Which body part did you work out today? Yeah, biceps, yeah. Take your shirt off. Take it off. Let me see your cock.
All kidding aside, you want to come in the car and hang
come
out?
In the car. You want to do bank bus?
Hey, Bobo.
That was a crazy night.
That's as good as it gets, man. That's why we're doing this.
I mean, my asshole feels invigorated.
I did invigorate it.
Your dad, he grew weed. Mm-hmm. Was he with your mom when you were born?
Yeah, they were. Yeah, they weren't married, though. I was born out of wedlock.
How many brothers and sisters?
I have one sister and one half brother.
Why a half?
My he's mom
small.
Died.
Short?
Yeah, he's a little, he's a halfling.
Your mom died.
Yeah, my mom died, so my
fucking
dad
classy.
Remarried.
That was pretty classy.
Yeah. Yeah.
She's like a crime of passion?
Well, car accident. But, you know, she was passionately driving.
Was it a classic car?
It was a classic car.
What was it?
It was an old car. I don't know.
Oh. Well, I'm sorry she died. Were you sad?
Horrible. I was very sad. I was six. I was little.
Ooh, that's a tough age.
It's a classy age,
yeah,
though.
It's a classy age.
What did you understand about it? Did your dad come home and he's like, your mom's dead?
That would have been better. That would have been way better. But I got woken up by him crying outside.
No!
So loud. I know. I just like brought it down.
That was that.
Dad crying outside. Hi. Classy. Classastio. Class action lawsuit.
Clastronautical.
We should have sued whoever tinted her windows.
Her windows were tinted.
They were tinted too much.
Classy.
Puerto Ricans.
Tinted windows?
Yes.
Classy or not classy?
I don't know. It depends.
It costs more to get them done.
It does.
It's classy.
Fancy cars do have tinted windows.
Yeah.
Yeah,
so what was she driving?
I don't know. Like a Hyundai or something.
You tried to trick her by going back to the question, trying to keep her off the scent, and then you're like, boom, what kind of car was it? We got to know how class, what kind of classic car
was. She thinks it was a Hyundai. So your dad's crying outside.
Yeah.
And then what happens?
Well,
are you the oldest or the youngest?
I'm the oldest.
And then when's the half brother coming into the situation?
I was like 13 when he was born.
Okay.
So he was
that was
later.
With your dad and a new mom.
And a new mom. Mm-hmm.
Still alive?
She's still alive.
Classy.
Yeah, that's classy.
Yeah.
She made it. They're not together.
Good.
Yeah.
It's classy. He left her.
It's classy. She left. Well, no, you're right. He did leave her for someone I went to high school with. Is that classy?
Pretty fucking classy.
She's younger than me.
What classes were you in together?
None. Thankfully, she's two years younger than I was.
It's
so
not
we weren't any classes.
Classy.
Class assassination.
That's Epstein behavior right there. Primo classy.
That's like what rich guys do.
Yeah. I'll have my chicken parmesan classy style, mm-hmm. please. You know what I'm saying.
I definitely know what you're saying.
So your dad's crying.
Yeah.
You wake up.
I wake up.
This is a nightmare to me because I look at
terrible.
You and I always think you're so young. Like I always think about my daughter when I look at you.
Aww.
Which is not always a good thing. But
but it's classy.
It's classy.
I don't sexualize Z. I look at her like I'm concerned for her.
Oh,
that's so
well, then that's very classy.
Really? That's pretty classy.
I see my daughter as well when I look at you.
Okay.
And I'm just going to leave it at that.
So dad's crying. He comes in or you go out?
I went out.
You're like, what's up, dad?
Yeah,
like,
I was wondering what was going on.
Fuck off.
I'm classy.
Yeah, he was classily smoking his joint.
He wasn't smoking though, was he?
No, he wasn't. He was just crying really loud.
And what does he say? Do you remember this from when you're six?
I do remember this. I remember this night. My aunt was there. Well, two of my aunts were there.
Like your mom's sisters?
My dad's brother's wife.
Okay.
And then my aunt, who raised my mom.
Yeah.
Because my mom ran away from home a bunch and went to go live with my aunt. So anyway, they were there and they didn't want to tell me. They wanted my dad to be able to tell me. So he just came in and said, your mom's gone.
No!
That hit him twice.
Sorry, Aaron.
Class dismissed! God damn!
Not approved.
We went to a really dark place really soon.
Yeah. But I think that this is going to be like a precursor to everything that comes out of you. So what did you do? You start crying right away.
Yeah, it was.
You really loved your mom.
I didn't realize that she was dead at first. Yeah, I love my mom.
You just thought gone, like, oh, she went to the small island.
Yeah, then he kind of had
sky.
To, yes, right. She went to the island that no one can go to unless you're invited.
Moana.
Yeah.
Okay. And then
more like marijuana.
How do you deal with that?
I was so little. I kind of just...
Did you go back to school right away? Was it summer break?
God, I don't even remember.
You're a kindergartner.
I was, first grade. I don't remember.
Fuck.
I think we went to school. My dad kept us home for a while, and we all slept on the floor in front of the TV for, like, too long.
Yeah.
And then eventually life sort of went back to normal. He started dating my mom's friend, like, pretty soon after. I think he was really lonely.
What do you think? Classy?
Classy. Yeah.
Pretty classy.
Super classy.
He's such a classy guy.
Yeah, more mom figures. Now, I heard your dad has come by the studio before. Mm-hmm. Classy.
It's classy. He's met Jim.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was
nice. And he's a fan of Jim's.
He loves Jim. Yeah.
Classy guy. Mm-hmm. Seems like a fan of Jim's behavior.
Being classy.
Being classy.
And then,
yeah.
So starts dating your mom's friends.
Yeah.
Like one of them or several?
Just one.
And she was just like one. A close friend?
Yeah, they moved in together.
Because she was there like, I'm sorry you're going
Yeah,
like,
they were kind
my
of.
My penis moved. Yeah, classy.
Yeah, classy. Oh,
come on, classy. Give me a hand job. It's classy. My kids are sleeping on the floor. Classy.
And then his penis was crying.
What do you want, Ed, pussy? We're in your trap house doing our show. All right. So, do you ever hear your dad and your new mom fuck?
No, but I did walk in on my dad and my stepmom, the one that he had my little brother with.
Not as bad.
Not as bad, but I did walk in on them 69ing. That was a bummer. That was a real bummer.
Classy position.
Class to class.
So, if you are just finding out now, there's a lot of speculation about why I left In Hot Water, and a lot of people were upset about it. And I maybe could have been more honest, but I was approached. As you know, I was doing some stuff for Newsmax. They were affiliated with Nickelodeon, and Nickelodeon reached out, and they did want us to do a kids show, and it's Uncle A's Kids. And we took the grant, and we did a pilot, and the pilot has been
great.
Greenlit. So awesome. It's happening. So I just was at a point where now I'm kind of affiliated with Nickelodeon, whether it be loosely or not, and the show is happening there. We don't know in which regard it will be airing, but that's why I left. I just didn't think it was a good look to be there when I'm going to be doing a kids show.
This is Uncle A's Kids. It's Aaron and Sydney, and we're here in Union Square Park, and we're talking about women's rights, kids, and it's really important. What's your name?
Aaliyah.
Hi, Aaliyah. I'm Uncle A.
Stop, Aaliyah.
Sydney, what do you think of women's rights for kids?
Yeah, I think it's awesome.
We're with Uncle A's Kids on Nickelodeon. How are you doing today? Trying to educate children on Roe v. Wade. Oh, this is your daughter. So you kept her? What about the Roe v. Wade thing that's going on? That must be so troubling.
Yeah, that's horrible. Like, fuck off.
Oh, yeah, it's a kid.
Definitely not. Yeah, we could get in a lot of trouble for that.
Yeah.
No problem.
I know.
Let it up.
It's okay. I get it, because you're like, you're getting steamed up. It's nice. Uncle A's Kids. This is Sydney.
Hi, I'm Sydney. You know when a doctor makes a baby disappear?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
What are you composting? Can we talk to you for a sec? It smells bad.
It does if you wait too long.
How long did you wait?
Like a month.
That's a long time. Where do you keep it?
In the kitchen with the window open.
That's what's up.
That is what's up.
Sorry to interrupt, but you have to have a permit to do any kind of filming like that in the market.
No, it's for news purposes, so it's cool.
You got press passes? So it's also publicity. Nickelodeon wants to film in the market.
What if some people said that Roe v. Wade is the same as composting?
they would be completely wrong and should do a little more research.
Why do men try and control women's bodies?
I don't know, man. Like, what are they doing?
Can you just, we're trying to, you don't have to say anything you don't want to say. We're trying to incorporate the word patriarchy.
Patriarchy?
Yeah.
It's a big word. Okay.
If you could just, yeah. Well, that's like going to be the word of the day for the episode. That's why.
Oh, nice. Okay.
Can you tell women about the power men have and what would be that term?
Patriarchy.
What is that?
I don't know.
Oh my God,
no. Where are you from?
To be honest, I'm from Mexico. I'm from Denmark.
That's what's up.
We can use that footage, right? That's cool.
Maybe not the last part.
The last part?
The last part?
Okay,
I'll cut out the last part.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you so much,
sir,
guys.
How are you? Want to be on Nickelodeon? Roe v. Wade.
All right, all right. In any of it? Just the last part.
Okay, no problem.
Okay, no
problem. Have a great day.
Can you give me more information next time before you speak the microphone?
Oh, we're just literally, we got a $10,000 grant from Nickelodeon.
When you abort a child, you're killing, you're committing murder.
Thank you, sir. Have a great day.
Nickelodeon.
Guys, we're doing a web series for Nickelodeon.
You good? It's for children. That's all right. No problem.
Were you scared when the gun came out, or are you like a gangster guy?
I mean, I'm going to be 100% honest with you. I'm a softy, man. I'm a big guy. People think I'm tough, but inside, deep inside, I'm soft. I'm caring.
You know, I really liked you in Eastbound and Down.
Oh, my God. Working with Will Ferrell and that other guy that stars in it.
Danny McBride.
Yeah, Danny, yeah. My good pal, Danny.
Yeah.
Working with him, man.
Will that show ever come back?
Oh, yeah, it's coming back. Got renewed.
Really?
Peacock.
Peacock is picking it up. All right.
Yeah,
Did they get the active shooter?
You know what, man? They did. Thank God. My people came on stage. It took a second. You know, I felt like he was a bull when I was in Spain and I had to joust him a few times. But as soon as my people came on stage, they apprehended the fool. I said, "You a fool.
You
a fool for what you did."
Yeah, once they got him, you started yelling.
I say, "You a fool. You a fool who believes."
Can we hear your upbeat disco song that you were going to close with, but you couldn't because the active shooter?
I was just working out my hands. My hands a little, you know.
Okay.
I just did one song, you know, got to like relax for a minute, you know.
All right.
All right, Zanies. Are you ready?
Comedy Zone.
Comedy Zone. Dipped in a penis and a pep-a-da-do. All right, just get it warming up. Just warming up. Here we go.
Hit it, Craig.
Here we go. I got titties, you got titties too. We take our titties and we make some titty soup. We got them titties, titties that regroup. Titty, titty, titty on my dick. Yeah, upbeat song for the kids.
Well, I can see why people come out.
I mean, it's really good. Comedy. Drama.
Where are you reading that?
It's in my head. You come home.
Yeah, I sure do.
You go visit your mom.
Yeah, she was sick by that point.
And what was wrong with her?
She had cancer.
Of what?
Left side of her head.
The left side of the head.
Yeah, they had to like cut off like the forehead, around the eye socket, half the cheekbone and the ear.
And how do you cope with that?
I just hugged her from the other side.
Your mother loved you.
Yeah, she did.
She succumbed.
She goes, "You're my little special, Bill."
She succumbed to cancer how long ago?
What are we in now? 2022, 2011.
11 years ago.
Yeah, every Mother's Day I go, I give like a thumbs up.
What happened after your mother died?
We buried her.
It was like a funeral and a wake, and you had to go put the flowers in the car.
How did you cope emotionally?
I just used laughter. I just used laughter because that's the only way I would do it. Like there was, we were at the funeral, and I go, don't throw the flowers; they're worth money. I said that, figured everybody would crack up.
Do people get confused sometimes when there's flowers?
It's just here.
That's fine. Do you think that people want to throw the flowers like they're at a wedding and they forget sometimes?
They were placing them. But I took mine. I wound up like, I think I went back. I go, oh, no, it's what was the guy's name? I think I messed up. I go, it's Lance Manning. I thought the quarterback, but I messed up his name.
Eli.
Yeah, I called him Lance Manning. I messed up with the guy with testicle cancer.
After your mother's buried.
Yeah. We left.
You go into a very dark phase of your life.
Yeah. I was crying all over the place, going from like network door to network door. I was like sending in, I'm not going to say what network, but there was a network that I felt did me wrong. I was sending in like packages, white powder in them. Saying like, you know, I hope you like anthrax, you know, stuff like that.
You would write that on the letter?
Yeah. I didn't know they could take fingerprints off the letter.
Yeah. And then what happened?
Got arrested. Mm-hmm. I pled like not guilty. I said, this whole thing's a setup, blah, blah, blah.
Have you forgiven that network?
Yeah, we're talking about bringing it back to another network. But I was on like CW. It was so cool. Ring my bell. We were doing so good. And I kind of feel like a buzz now lately because I took like a 7-year hiatus. There was a little self-harm thing I don't want to talk about outside the Comedy Cellar.
Okay.
Just cutting and crying. And Friday's like, yeah, Joe, you know, I was just like crying, whatever. Saturday in between shows, the lady who works there was not happy.
Right. It kind of brings some bad press onto the place.
Yeah, because it was like, I think Dave Chappelle was there that night doing something. And matter of fact, he walked in. And I go, Davey. I go like that. I go, it's Mel. You know, I figure, I go, let's riff.
Yeah.
And he runs in. And it just put me in a sour mood.
And then the
I went upstairs and got a few. I went upstairs and got a few belts of booze, and I came out and I started thinking about this girl, and you know, the papers were there to cover Davey, and I just started crying and cutting myself and screaming, and I had to take 7 years off after that.
And now you're back.
I just like.
That was a fart.
I'm sorry.
Just keep going. You're good.
Could you take that out?
I cut
that out. Like, I'm sorry. It's disgusting. I'm sorry.
I'll take it out.
I apologize for that. That's not funny. I'm sorry I did that.
It's
that's totally embarrassing.
It's fine.
It's really
right. It happens.
I'm sorry.
That's we'll very, go back.
It's just strong.
Let me do it. It's the coffee.
I'll give you the end point. Like that. When you hear the little tinkling, you got to take it out.
Such a good, loud, wet fart. Start doing You ever fuck a real rich guy just to use his money?
You know, I'm going to tell you something.
Yeah.
There was a long time ago that I met someone.
Johnny Versace.
No. Yeah. Not. Jesus Christ. How old do you think I am?
How old are you?
Jesus Christ,
do gay people talk
Aaron.
About their age?
No.
Okay, sorry. I'm 49. Yeah, proves I'm straight. All right, go ahead.
No.
Then a guy pops up with a mouth full of my semen. You're disgusting, you old man. Yeah. Good.
No, you know what it is? I met someone a long time ago and very, very wealthy. Very wealthy. And they wanted to kind of explore things, and I just couldn't get turned on.
Why?
I couldn't get turned on. but I was not into it. And then I decided to befriend that person because I, you know, I was like, well, we can still be friends.
That's nice.
Realized that that is the dumbest thing I have ever done.
Why?
And because the boy toy that he did get ended up with a bracelet that was worth $250,000.
Made of copper.
No, like literally diamonds.
Diamonds
and this beautiful bracelet worth $250,000.
So you done fucked up.
Yeah. If there wasn't, like, myself now would have said, bitch, do what you got to do. Let that man pay your rent for a few years and then say goodbye.
You never saw Rent, the movie?
No.
Can you bring up La Vie Boheme from Rent? I'm just about to teach you about proper gay stuff because I'm really starting to doubt that you're even gay now. I've never seen Rent. Did you pretend to be gay to come on my fucking show? You've never heard La Vie Boheme.
I probably, like, if you play
today's
it, I'll...
Days of inspiration, playing hooky, making something out of nothing. The need to express, to communicate, to going against the grain. Going insane, going mad. I mean, I don't know it, but hypothetically, that's how it would go. Bring up this clip and make this fake gay man learn what gay stuff... I grew up when you had to be cool gay. Do you think that older gay people, like Stonewall gays, are... cooler than new gays? Do you think new gays complain a lot?
I think that people who went through Stonewall had to experience a more harsher lifestyle than the people that are currently coming out of the closet now. Because, like, people who, a lot of times, I think it's still tough, but I will say this, there is now this sense of, like, oh, it's okay, you can come out of the closet. There's this huge community that will accept you, and you'll have representation on TV, and now people are using pronouns, and I think, and it's great. But back, you know, back in the day, it's like you came out, and it was like,
Where do I go?
Yeah,
there's only so many movie theaters in Philadelphia.
Jesus Christ, Aaron. So
that's amazing to know.
I don't think they're fake.
Do you ever fuck a guy that thought he was gay, and then after he's like, I like girls? And then do you ever feel like...
Yeah, but see, the thing is, though, is that never annoyed me. That never annoyed me because it's like, I don't care.
Did you say it like that? Like a New York pizzeria owner? I don't care that I just fucked you.
You don't care. I don't care.
Look, you want your slice and get out.
Yeah, you want to get that? You get your slice and you get out. I don't give a shit, huh?
You really got to show, Oscar. Did you find La Vie Boheme?
Yeah, you want to...
Yeah, watch this. Watch. This was the movie version. So they all live...
No pension to more than one dimension. Loving for attention, hating convention, hating pretension. Not to mention, of course, hating dear old mom and dad.
You don't like it.
To riding your bike midday past the three. To fruits, to no absolutes. To absolute, to choice, to the village voice. To any passing fact. To being a...
Okay. All right.
Is that really what it's like?
It's not like that, is it? When you go to restaurants to dance on the tables, do people come over and complain? That was quintessential mainstream Hollywood representation of what being gay in New York was.
Yeah.
That's what
I've never seen Rent.
You've never seen Rent?
I've never seen Rent.
Hamilton?
No. Sex in the City? No.
Wow. That's awesome. That's probably what makes you so cool.
Unpopular opinions. How are you, sir? Do you have any unpopular opinions today?
About what?
Whatever you got. Unpopular opinions. Hit us with something that you don't think most people would accept as an opinion.
Men are stronger than women.
Oh, okay.
You think it's the other way around?
Huh?
You think it's the other way around? No, I say men are stronger than women. Most people would disagree with that, but... In some cases, most people disagree with that, but in most cases, that is the case. That's just natural biology.
You ever been beat up by a girl?
A few times, but they were like professional fighters.
Professionals?
So, yeah, professional fighters.
Where'd this happen?
Oh, like in the MMA gym or so. I mean, that's why I say in most cases, men are stronger than women, but like the very few percentile of women that like know how to fight and that train, they can beat up a large percentage of the average guy.
Or if they're just fat enough to sit on you, right? Yeah.
If I told you right now I got $20 eating a hole through my pocket, go punch one of those women, would you?
No, I wouldn't do that.
Because you think they're weaker?
No, it's just because it's just not the right thing to do. You know?
What if I set the fight up and she's into it?
Now, if it's like a set-up fight, like, I wouldn't call it a fight, like a set-up sparring match, then, yeah, I'll dance around.
All right, let me see what we can do.
But yeah. Not right now, though, because I'm about to go to class. But...
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
No, this is actually Street Fighter 2. We have a match set up for you with a Chinese girl.
Kind of sounds like you're backing down from what you said.
No, I'm not backing down. I'm just a gentleman. You know, I don't.
I can tell by the way you dress. What if this bitch came over and started talking mad shit to you?
Who? Which lady?
All right, let's say that beefy old hoe.
No, I would just walk away. I'll be a gentleman. And just walk
really?
Yeah.
Even if she like got hardcore racist?
If she got... Nah.
What if she started dropping M-bombs and then Dave took a shove at her? She swings at Dave. He gets dropped. It's your duty to fucking take her down.
Yeah.
Now, the only condition I would do something is like if I'm forced to defend myself. Like if she's throwing it at
me. So words wouldn't do it?
It's like it has to be a life and death situation.
I'm not worth a full Nelson?
Huh?
I'm not worth a full Nelson?
She was on top of Dave. Would you at least get her down and be like, yo, calm down?
I'll try to restrain her at least. Yeah. Okay. Restrain.
All right. So Dave... Go up to her, call her a pig, and slap her in the mouth.
No.
All right, hold on.
Hey, everybody, how are you? A video has come out, and it's a video of me, and it was jokes. I was making jokes. I was saying jokes. I was with friends. We were discussing powerful word, I guess is the way to put it. Power words, if you will. And we talk. And I'm sickened. By it, watching it now myself, I'm sickened by it, and I'm the guy that said all these words. And if you haven't seen the video, watch it. It's disturbing. Holy shit, look at all the nuclear bombs. Needle, that guy's hands are pink, but he looks like a net. National necessity, Nick Cannon. Negative, negotiate, near, Nick Cannon. Nuclear. And I was like, what the fuck is this guy? Some type of nation? He's acting like a fucking Netanyahu, Nick Cannon. It makes me sick to my stomach to watch this, and I'm sorry I had to. And if you need to pull your money out of Spotify, do it.
Joe Rogan is now apologizing after videos resurfaced of him using the N-word.
Cancel culture came for Joe Rogan last week.
I'm out of ideas for what to do about Joe Rogan.
Having people on there giving opinions about the vaccines that are not based in science. It's counter to public health right now.
I don't endorse Joe Rogan. I don't listen to Joe Rogan. It's a 3-hour podcast. I don't know who has that kind of time anyway.
Shout out to everybody who's taking their music off of Spotify. I'm not.
Joe Rogan is a media phenomenon.
A lot of people have been asking me how I've been dealing with this controversy lately. The COVID misinformation. Then the N-word compilation. I'll tell you exactly how I've been handling this. I have been having a shitload of fucking fun because I'm rich. Ah, more grilled food, please. Tony Hinchcliffe needs to eat a lot. You guys don't mind if I just go stand outside of a strip club while traffic rolls by like I'm in The Sopranos, do you? Look, the bada bing. I'm Joe Rogan, and I'm having fun because controversies don't fucking affect me at all. Wow, this is so fun. I'm in China. Hey, I'd like to stand over a dead body because I'm Joe Rogan. I love sitting in the sauna where men are having sex behind me. You don't mind if I walk by a all-black fist fight, do you? I love being Joe Rogan. Nothing affects me. Fuck you, Neil Young.
Carpool Road Rage. Aaron Berg. Figadilius.
Take three. Yeah.
Take three. And
look at this, young Mordecai.
Here we go. TMZ, how do you guys feel about Chris Rock? TMZ, did Will Smith deserve it? They say Chris Rock has autism. Is that true? What do you think? Chris Rock, Will Smith, TMZ? No? You're from Italy?
He's from Italy.
What do you think? Chris Rock, Will Smith, what happened? TMZ? I'm zooming in on you. Did he deserve it? You think so? What's your favorite Chris Rock joke? Thanks, bud.
No one wants to repeat that N-word bit.
Oh, look at this. Nerd on a scooter. Nerd!
Oh, no. I think it's diabetes. Lost a foot.
Sweetheart, how fast did that go?
That's her guy right there. He's going to get some H.
Where?
Which? He's walking ahead.
Oh, H guy.
Old Limpy McTyrese. What's up, Limpy McTyrese?
Limpy McTyrese.
I'm going to sit here until I shit.
What's up, bro? It's not a seat, jerk off!
Sorry, I wasn't sure.
Is he coming? Oh, nice. I'm sure you pick up that dog shit if it shits on my street. Oh, boy.
Silver Fox! Silver Fox alert! Hot looking old guy! I'd buy him a Cialis.
Are those Wrangler jeans? Because you got a nice ass, guy.
Nice looking guy.
Put on a jacket, you honky. You kids want some H? Kids, you want some H?
Get those steps in.
Get those steps in, doll. You look fantastic. What are you cooking tonight for dinner? TMZ. You want some H?
Red light. Time to get shot.
You're too fast to run.
Too fast to run, honey.
Oh, look at this. I mean, if something happens, I hope you have insurance.
Why?
Because
we're gonna get something thrown at your car.
Macy's! Macy's! They sales today. Puppy, how you feel about Chris Rock? TMZ.
No, he handled that shit perfectly, bro.
Think so?
With so much grace to class. First of all, Will Smith came through. Like a three.
Hit it.
One. That was a fucking follow.
Wow.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. That nigga was up here. Chris Rock was out.
Uh-huh.
Here we go. Like, Chris Rock thought he was
there.
Yeah. Over here.
Okay.
I'm a fat nurse. Just got off shift. I'm saving some lives, but I can't save my own. I'm a fat nurse. Just got off shift.
In an effort to keep everything going the way it's going, as you know, the Nickelodeon thing is a go, which is fucking amazing. I never thought that was going to happen. And a lot of people are like, you can't do a kid's show after what you've done and what you do. Wrong. I can. I can do exactly that. Bob Saget did it. Gilbert Gottfried did it. Lenny Bruce did it. George Carlin did it. And Kurt Metzger did it. Just naming people that have probably done kid's shows. That being said, I'm up for a feature film. They reached out to me. Two roles they are going to cast me for, What Is Right. But you never know in the film business. That's why I'm so dressed up. I'm auditioning today. I brought with me my all-star reader, Mikey Figadilius. We're going to run the lines and get these auditions nailed.
Whenever you're ready, Mr. Berg.
This is the courtroom scene.
What kind of movie is this?
It's just a movie.
Wait, you were telling me something before. You said this is a specific type of movie. Well, what kind of movie is it?
Feature film.
No, you said something about the demographic. What kind of movie is this?
28 to 42.
Oh, okay.
Black. Black.
Oh.
It leans black.
You mean it?
This would be an urban film. I would be the white relief.
Whenever you're
Have you watched black movies where they put like white guys in there?
Yeah. Yeah. White man can't jump.
So you're like the Tom Arnold of this movie.
A little bit, but I don't even think that this is a funny part. I think I'm cast as the bad guy, but it's like a bad cop and a bad prosecutor.
I've seen a lot of black movies. A Series of Unfortunate Events, The Predator.
Yeah.
Yeah. World War Z. All the blacks are climbing the wall.
Can't say the blacks.
Sorry.
Yeah. Okay. So, and what's my first line? Let me just take a look at that again because I've forgotten because I've been so. All right. Okay.
You ready?
Yep. I'm a lawyer.
You're Damien. Okay. Steven. Yo, that lawyer Damien was behind all of this. Lawyer. No one's going to believe you. Plead guilty and get on with it already. Yes, Your Honor, I'm pleading guilty. Do you have anything to say to Tony Smith, who you victimized before I sentence you? I apologize for everything. I did to you and your friends. I ask that you please, please forgive me.
Can we please proceed with the sentencing, Your Honor?
Counselor, don't tell me how to run my courtroom. Damien displays a little side eye. Judge, in the case of Mr. Steven Jackson versus Tony I. Tone Entertainment, you have been charged with second-degree kidnapping, 10 counts of first-degree larceny, and 3 counts of second-degree burglary, and you have pleaded guilty for these charges. Yes. Steven Jackson, I hereby sentence you to 15 years at the upstate New York Penitentiary. You will be eligible for parole in 13 years. Hopefully you can become a better member of society when you are released. Remove the prisoner, and please equip him with a bulletproof vest. Case dismissed. Tony turns to Damien. Hey, brother. Thank you for making sure he got the mask.
Hey, brother. It's what I do. I'm also going to get you restitution, and I'm making sure that they get most of the money that the police took from the house.
I appreciate that.
I'm going to roll out. I got to head out of town for about a week, but I'm going to stop by the club before I head to the airport. Bet?
Bet.
And scene.
Wow.
Thoughts?
Wow.
Ooh.
Chilling, right?
I have goosebumps.
Thank you.
That's all ready right. for UPN.
It's pretty good, right?
Yeah.
See the way I toss it? I don't add anything to it.
Yeah, that was good.
That's called tossing.
I did a pretty good job, though.
You did very well, yeah. Except you sounded a little too urban when you were trying to do the urban voice.
No, I was my normal
no,
voice.
No,
that was weird.
Yeah, because then what it's like that? They're going to watch it, and they're like, oh, this guy's friends are racist.
No, but I had to do 3 different characters. I didn't want them to all you, sound
they can all
the
sound the same.
That, they make could
them,
all sound the
yeah,
same.
Yeah, make them all sound the same.
The judge sounds the same. Everybody sounds the same. The yeah. car makes the same sound.
Yeah, they're
sound
not hiring
as
you as a voiceover actor to do the voices.
Okay, do car sound, do the window sound.
There's no car sound.
Durf, durf. As long as it's the same, fine.
All right.
All right, you ready?
Okay. This is the role of the detective.
A lot of lines.
Now, I've put a backstory. This detective loves trans women.
Is this in the alleyway?
Yeah, this is in the alleyway. This detective loves trans women.
I'm going to throw you some curveballs.
Okay.
All right. Second cop.
Ah, there's cockroaches everywhere out here. Ooh, a rat. Watch out, a rat.
Ha, well, these rats are crazy. So where do you plan on taking any next vacation, though?
You know I'm going to be going to the Philippines. I got to go see my baby.
You know, in the Philippines, they'll suck your cock for only 5 pesos. It's crazy. You know, you're a dog with a badge.
That's true, but I love beautiful women with penises. What are you going to do, right?
Heads up. There's a guy with a gun.
Freeze! Get down on the ground! Don't move!
Damn, man. You have the right to remain silent. Anything you can and will be used against you in a court of law. You have the right to maintenance. Stand up.
Let me fucking kneel on his neck.
Do it. I'll start the timer.
You hey. Stay down! Stop videotaping this! You fucking sickos! Stop videotaping this! I'm an officer of the fucking law who
yeah.
loves trans women!
Yeah! Hey, Siri, set an alarm for 10 minutes.
Yeah!
Put your camera down. This is New York business here. Come on. Keep it moving. Keep it moving.
He's moving. My knee is slipping.
No, no. Hold on. Let me add another knee.
Do a knee sound effect, K. Michael.
And
scene.
This is Mike Figgs. Welcome to Carpool Road Rage, New York City.
NewYorkState.gov. How do you feel about Roe v. Wade?
It's atrocious.
Yeah, man. How do you feel about Bang Bus? For $1,000, will you go on the Bang Bus?
On the what?
Sir, Roe v. Wade, good or bad?
TMZ.
Thanks for not giving a shit about women, man.
Thanks for masking up. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for the Freedom Tower. Never forget. Never forget.
It's not coming. They canceled the bus. Sorry, ladies. Check NewYork.gov.com.
Hey, Ari Shaffir!
Fat lesbian alert. Fat lesbian blitz.
Excuse me, miss. Were you aborted? Hey! Abortions are back!
Can't get your abortion
please
here!
Abortions!
Come get your abortions!
Get your abortions here! Hot, fresh abortions! Hey, fat white gay lord! Fat white gay lord! Need an abortion!
Sir, those pants should be a medium!
Sir! I can see cum dripping out of your butthole!
What's this thing?
Baby boy, how do you feel about Roe v. Wade?
Roe v. Wade. Horrible day for New York City. Horrible day
TMZ,
for America.
TMZ.
Oh, horrible.
Like yeah. overturning everything in American society. Uh-huh. It's not civil anymore.
It's fucked up.
Ladies, you want to get in the bang bus?
Ladies, $50 for the bang bus. $45 for the dude.
Bubble tea, love it. Love the bubble tea. Saw you adjust your dick. Yo, is there a fetus in that garbage?
Because it started with women who were the primary source of the majority in this country. That's and right. It starts with them, and now it's going to affect everybody. People of color, LGBTQ people, Jewish people, fat dudes holding cameras.
Fat guys.
Why don't you get in and suck my dick, man?
Excuse me, sir, you want to get in the car and suck my dick? sir, would you suck my dick? Sir, any of you want to suck my dick?
Hey, move, statue! Miss, that's a man! If you touch it, you get $100. That's not a statue, it's a man! Sir, were you aborted? TMZ? No? All right, TMZ.
Put the fucking window. I don't give a fuck if it looks weak. I'm alive.
On a side note,
yes.
Would you get in the bang bus for $1,000? The bang bus.
You remember the bang bus? Where they just drive up and they're like, hey, you want to have sex in the car for $1,000?
Hell fuck no. Shit, I've seen those videos. Hey,
you just lost on a grand. You just lost on a grand, guy. This is a bang bus.
You don't really have a grand either. He gets you in and then gives you like $30.
Oh, man. I believe.
What's your name?
Corinne Knapp.
Hi, Corinne Knapp. Can you give Corinne Knapp a microphone, please?
Hi. I was ran over by two cars as a pedestrian in San Diego after I got roofied.
This is interesting because our topic tonight was Bill Cosby.
You were meant to be here.
And how I believe he's guilty. Would you agree?
Oh, yes.
Okay. Where 100%. Were you? Where were you? First of all, what's your Instagram handle so people can follow you
One
there?
Hip Fitchick, O-N-E.
O-N-E-H-I-P.
F-I-T.
Chick.
Chick.
One hip fit chick.
Yes.
You moved here from San Diego?
No. I'm born and raised in New York. My dad works for MTA. I lived on New York City in Astoria for 7 years. I also lived in Brooklyn for 2 years. And then I moved out to San Diego, and then I moved out from Maui.
Wow. You've been all around.
Yes.
Walk me through.
And I do modeling.
Of course you do.
Of course. I saw that when I walked up to you.
What happened?
I look like shit as fuck right now.
Do you?
I don't think so.
I don't think so at all.
I think you're very,
and I'm not even into
very
white
attractive.
Women.
And he hates white women.
Yeah.
I like brown men.
Oh, I know so. You do. Most women do. Yeah.
He's black.
Yeah.
He's not brown.
Yeah, definitely black.
Yeah, he's
but
black.
I understand what you're trying to do.
Yeah, he's black.
Big black, yeah.
Walk me through what happened when you got roofied and hit by the cars.
So I found out my ex-husband from Heavy Metal in Baghdad. They have two documentaries on Vice magazine.
Okay.
And I did all their artwork. I've worked at HBO, Nickelodeon, CBC.
Nickelodeon.
Huge
CBC?
Company. CNBC.
Oh, CNBC. Yeah.
Big ass companies.
Yeah.
You can look me up online.
Okay.
K-O-R-R-E-N design.
K-O-R-R-E-N design.com.
Who have you designed for?
I've worked for massive companies.
Yeah. I want to hear the roofie story.
I want to hear the roofie story as well. That's what I'm trying to get to.
So I found out I'm an alcoholic, hence I'm drinking again.
Touche.
It's okay.
No problem. No judgment.
And then I got out of rehab in San Diego, and I saw my ex-husband cheating on me at a bar.
With your own two eyes.
Mm. Yes.
Kissing,
were you drunk at the time?
What? What type of cheating?
Everything.
Like he had his finger in
her. And
they
would not let me in the bar, because I did not have my ID, because the roofie at... Well, where I was going to rehab held my ID.
Okay.
So they said I was not 21.
Okay.
Even though I'm 34 right
in the bar.
Oh, okay.
He's in there with this skank.
You were married.
Yes!
You were married before 21?
What?
You said boyfriend or
25.
Husband. Okay.
I got married on the Spirit Cruise over there.
Yeah.
Oh. And we cruised around all of Manhattan and Brooklyn Bridge.
Oh. All right, so how'd you get to the roofie? Let's get there.
Okay, we're getting there.
Yeah.
So I saw him after I was very depressed because I knew he was cheating on
ugh,
me.
Ugh, what an asshole.
Terrible.
Yeah, I'm a hot bitch.
I agree.
But
and I don't like white women.
You know, Jeff
By the
Hetfield.
Way, what do you think of Yorgos?
If he braided his hair, maybe better.
Yeah.
Okay.
So are we posting this online? What is this?
For a podcast called Berg's Base.
Bird Base.
Berg's Base.
It's a fishing show.
Yeah.
It's a fishing show. Okay, yeah. So I got out of rehab in San Diego.
Boyfriend's cheating.
I found him on
Tinder.
Fucking Tinder with my girlfriend who was in rehab.
Oh, and they were looking for
a
third?
Crazy.
Oh, okay.
I went crazy.
You met your girlfriend in rehab and you came out. What were you in for? Drugs or booze?
Booze.
Okay.
Booze. Yeah. I'm an alcoholic.
So then you go out that night, you grab a drink, someone wants to take a piece
of
you.
No, I was being a sugar daddy, a baby.
Sugar baby. This guy roofies you.
Yeah.
You try to get away from the roofying, you walk into traffic, two cars hit you.
I was waving for someone to help me.
I've been roofied.
And that's when you got hit with the cars?
On Memorial Day, 2017.
How loud are you yelling? How loud are you yelling? Help!
Well, I was flashing my hands. I think that was enough.
Yelling too, or just
were you screaming or just flashing your hands?
This is an interstate. I jumped down a 10-pound embankment, climbed up a 9-foot fence.
Yeah,
while being roofied.
She'd already been roofied. She feels the roofie kick in. She goes, I got to get out of here, or this old guy's gonna fuck me.
Shit.
So there was. I remember two things from that night. You can look it up online. It's look up my name and then accident. KORREN.
Yeah.
Then space KNAPP. Accident.
Yorgos, look this up immediately.
Please. Right now.
Is there footage of it?
Yes, there's a lot of footage.
It's great.
No.
That's a phone.
They're spelling that wrong.
Yeah.
They have you jumping off the embankment as well.
There's footage of her probably getting hit by the cars.
Yeah, there.
Woman who survived double hit and run on I-8 Lakeside.
Oh, shit, that's really you.
Needs help with medical bill. Oh, my God, you used to be ripped, Corinne.
I was in great shape. I still do that.
Yeah, you still look great.
You know, he's a bodybuilder.
Yeah. I do bodybuilding.
I used to, too.
Well,
Yorgos, read this.
It.
Give it to Yorgos. Let him read it.
Read it out loud.
We'll put the video up on the show.
Go. Speakerphone.
Now you need yours. Let Corinne have her mic.
April 7th, 2018, Lakeside. My life changed forever during the early mornings hours of Memorial Day. May 30th, 2017, says Corinne Knapp Grotta. Who's Grotta?
My ex.
That's her ex's name.
Yeah.
You don't use that name anymore. Did you get divorced for real or are you separated?
Divorced.
Nice. You dating?
Yes, I'm dating. Hell yeah. I would like to find a nice man who has money and I don't have to support anymore.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Standards
and practices.
That's when she suffered horrific injuries after being struck by two hit and run vehicles. And I ate nearly.
I'm not kidding you. It's all over the news.
Hey kids, it's me, Uncle A. Today, we're here in New York City at Tompkins Square Park. We're going to educate you on police and what they do and what they can do for you. You have the right to remain entertained. I'm Uncle A. Today, we're talking about police in New York and how the kids should deal with police. Yeah, I'm Uncle A, and I'm sitting here in the park with...
Odin.
Odin, what do you do for a living? You seem awesome.
I'm a tattoo artist.
Could never tell. What are your thoughts on the police?
I don't like the police.
I'm trying to be politically correct.
You don't have to be politically correct. What happened?
A nail salon I was in was robbed.
Did you have to pay for your nails to get done?
Yes, I did.
Is your bigger complaint with the nail salon not so much with the police?
No.
Please welcome Officer LeMaire. Kids need to support the police.
Back to blue.
Don't smoke weed with kids.
Kids are not allowed to be high, but you are.
That's what's up. How would you treat Officer LeMaire if he came up to your car and asked to frisk you?
Officer LeMaire, I'd let him frisk you.
This is Officer LeMaire. If he were to approach you and you were in your vehicle and he said, hey, may I search you, what would you say?
I mean, I'd like a warrant.
If he wanted to look through your pockets right now, would you let him?
Well, if he's in his jurisdiction.
He's in his jurisdiction.
so confused right now.
So are we.
Pretend you're shooting me, but just shoot those gay men.
Oh, yeah. Oh, it's so good to be old and gay on a bench. Being old and gay on a bench is the best. Hey, do you both want to take Viagra? My dick can't get hard. I want to be Ian McKellen and you be Patrick Stewart. We're just old gay men hanging out on a bench with our chemical erections. Let's get out of here. I hate being old and gay in a park. Let's go somewhere else and be old and gay together. Let's go. Maybe we could go butt-fuck in a bathroom, as long as your old balls don't get in the way of it. That's why it's really important. Hey, guys, where are you gentlemen off to today? You don't have anything illegal on you, do you?
Of course not.
What's in your bag?
Well, that I'm down. No. No. This is the... Oh, no. He has no...
Oh! Oh, boy. This is Officer Lemaire. Would you give a free ice cream today to an officer?
Yes.
Wow.
Oh, yeah, we're both...
Thank you for your service. That's awesome. Congratulations, guys.
That I'm not an effeminate man. I'm like, you know, I'm into sports. I'm into wrestling. I'm into UFC.
So maybe you're not even gay.
No, I am.
Nice.
Your
I don't think I can say that.
Is this pro police?
We're not sure yet.
Is Nickelodeon is pro police?
Actually, I served as a non-combatant. I was a medic, a hospital corpsman with the Marines, but I never carried a weapon.
But you did.
Yes.
I bet you still do.
No, I tell you.
One of mass destruction.
Oh, no. Please, I'm a good Christian guy. But once in a while, I...
You get naughty.
Oh, hell yeah.
Arm the police.
I could give a cop a hug. You're a human being.
Would you smoke weed with a cop?
Of course.
You do a whipping with a cop?
How old should you be if you're going to do nitrous?
Bigger than the whipped cream canister.
Those are babies. Oh, you want babies to do whippets. All right, 1, 2, 3, arm the police. It's an uncomfortable topic.
No, I also just, like, don't believe that you're from Nickelodeon.
Oh. What's your dream? What do you want to do in this?
What do I want to do in this? I don't know, dude. I just want to make... Be fine.
Yeah. Be fine is good.
Yeah.
Because I made money before.
Yeah.
I had like another show that I used to do and I would make good money, but I wasn't very happy.
Yeah.
And now I make way less money and I'm incredibly happy.
Yeah.
And I don't know why, but like my positivity's back.
Yeah.
Money's not everything.
No.
I think a lot of people that have a lot of money aren't that happy.
I feel like it's like the potential for growth that's like there. Like, cause once you get money, you can feel comfortable and plateau. But when you like don't have it there, you're like, all right, all I got is my growth to like depend on now.
That's exactly how I feel. And when you put yourself into a corner like I did, you know, like on my old show, I did some shit that was, you know, we pushed the limits. Mm-hmm. I was on a shock show. We tried to shock people.
Yeah.
The goal was to go as far as possible,
yeah,
then go even further. So I did everything. You know, I did a character named Isis Fagoot. Yeah. It was like a gay ISIS member, self-hating. Yeah. I did a character called DeAndre Harambe Jenkins, yeah, after Harambe was, yeah, killed. I put makeup on. I did Colin Kaepernick when we're making fun, yeah, of like how shock jocks like Howard Stern, Jimmy Fallon, Jimmy Kimmel, they're not shock jocks, but they were mainstream, yeah, guys. Everyone had done some notion of blackface and, yeah, still been able to, yeah, go on,
yeah,
and do this thing. So we're doing this satirical thing. And I'd done all that stuff to push the limits of comedy, you know? And then creatively, you look back and now I'm a comic that's, you know, reformed. My, yeah, act is clean. I don't talk about race anymore. I don't feel any regret for what I've done because it was all in the name of comedy.
Yeah.
And it made people laugh. It made the people watching, yeah, the show laugh because there was something really shocking, yeah, about it.
It was for the audience.
It was for the audience, but it was also to push comedy and, yeah, and see what had been done. Like when Stern did it in the 90s and I do it, you know, in, yeah, in 2015, I think, 2016, I did Kaepernick. And, you know, I would use all the verbiage, and you're, yeah, trying to shock people. So, yeah, I would say the N-word, and I would say, yeah, all this stuff. But now I totally changed it up, and it's like, I don't feel regret.
Yeah.
And I don't think it hurt anybody because it's comedy. And if you don't understand comedy, I can't explain comedy to you. Yeah. You know when people get offended by comedy, they're like, I'm like, you just don't get the joke. And I can't explain the joke because if I have to explain it, that means it's not funny.
Yeah.
So it's funny for the people that saw it. That being said, now I'm a reform comic. I don't talk about race. All my comedy's clean. It's not meant to offend. I can show you an example of it right now, and you can see how much I've changed. Watch this.